T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
646, 14 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to our homepage at WWL.com, you will see a headline that says, "Trump, I have no idea if Clinton's killed Epstein, but saying so was fine." And you could read more about that at WWL.com. You can also answer our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, which is, would you swap Drew Brees for any other quarterback in the NFL? And as it stands now, while 78% are saying no, almost a quarter, 22% are saying they would. Mike Scarborough joins us now, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. How are you, Mike?
Hey, doing good. Good morning.
So you had some comings and some goings as it relates to LSU players in practice yesterday.
Yeah, look, the main thing is that you're wanting to get as many of these guys back for that all-important second scrimmage, on Saturday. You still want to get Fulton and those guys and Delpit back out there. But after a lot of hand-wringing, it was great to get Joe Burrow back this week after missing most of last week. And, and we'll see what kind of if it's Cardale Thomas or some of the others, Kalavon Chase on, if they'll participate on Saturday. But, you know, some of those guys at the same time, you know what they can do. So it's not going to be the end of the world. But the sooner you can have everybody healthy, particularly before the first day of school, it's better for the team because once school starts, you're limited to the 20-hour rule. And then from there, you're getting close to a game week, and you're starting to prepare for a game.
Is there any truth to the rumor, Mike, that Brendan Faiyoko is going to be playing some running back, maybe a wide receiver position?
No.
I'm just kidding. For people that don't understand, the big guy, what, picked up a fumble?
Yeah, and, he was joking with us on Monday about, how he ran out of gas. And of course, he's also still finding his way back to getting to 100%. But, he had the dream of every lineman becoming a ball carrier some of them pull it off better. Some pull it off better than others.
For about 20 yards, he had the dream, right, Mike?
Yeah.
And then it kind of ran. He ran out of gas.
Yeah. He's been great. He comes out for interviews, and he's always quotable. And the thing about Faiyoko, he's one of the great team leaders that they've gotten in 2019, which is why a lot of people are picking LSU so high.
As willing as anybody else to laugh at himself, and that's an admirable quality. A lot of people are not. All right, concerns about LSU defensive backs. Christian Fulton, Grant Delpit, missing practices.
Yeah, what's the severity? At the same time, you're wondering, okay, well, first game, you can do without them. You've got some talent there that can, pick up the slack. But you're talking about two guys there that are all conference, all American type players that make the whole DBU thing happen. But dump it with a hamstring, and those things can be nagging.
Oh yeah.
So we'll see. We go out there and practice every day, and we walk in the fence, and he's one of the first guys we look for.
They can be nagging, and as you well know, Mike, you make a little bit of progress on it, then you play, and you're right back where you started. Make a little bit of progress, you play, you're right back where you started. Mike Scarborough is our guest, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. If you have any questions or comments about LSU football, you can text them in to me at 870-870, and I'll pass them along. Somebody texted in, who's a player that isn't being talked about right now that could have an impact on either side of the ball? We'll let Mike answer that minutes from now when we return. 6:50, 10 till 7. It's time from traffic. Time for traffic, rather, on WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Scarborough. editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Next half hour, we'll talk to Zach Strief, voice of the Saints, former Saints offensive lineman, about the so-called declination of Drew Brees. Is he declining? And our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, would you swap Drew Brees for any other quarterback in the NFL? And it's been consistent all morning, about three-fourths of you saying no, and a quarter of you saying yes. So, Mike, somebody texted in here, who's a player that isn't being talked about right now that could have an impact on either side of the ball?
Well, it's hard to have an impact when you've got so many returning starters. I think that you've probably got some veterans that are poised to make big moves. Damone Clark at linebacker, who we've kind of been talking about a lot because the linebackers themselves are talking about him. You know, he's a sophomore linebacker that's about 6'3", 230, and can run and do it all. You know, whether it's Divinity or Patrick Queen or any of those guys, they're all raving about Damone Clark right now, and Coach Orgeron has brought him up. I think maybe Thaddeus Moss at tight end is finally healthy and available, is going to arrive. And, you know, one of the freshman cornerbacks, other than Stingley, hearing really good things about Cordell Flott and Jay Ward. And then I think Leonard Fournette, Leonard's younger brother. A lot of the current players are really talking about how difficult and how this offense is tailored for him. And he's we always knew he was a very good back out of the backfield catching passes. So I think those are some of the guys. I think because of the new offense and the way they're going to utilize the tight end, you've got some smaller tight ends that I think are very much coming to play. We know about Stephon Sullivan, but I think Thaddeus Moss, if he stays healthy, could be a guy that more people are talking about.
Somebody texted in. I'm going to combine two texts here, Mike. One of them says, what do you have LSU ranked going into the season, and what's a reasonable ranking heading into the Texas game in week two? Somebody else texted in and said they've been a fan of LSU football for a long time, and it may sound silly, but they're concerned that Georgia Southern is going to sneak up on the Tigers while LSU's looking ahead to Texas.
Look, I think, you know, anywhere 5, 6, or 7 is reasonable right now. You know, if, I don't know of any media member that covers the team, and as you got a group of them that are glass half empty types, and I don't know of any media member that covers the beat and knows this team that's predicting anything less than 10-2. And I'm in the 11-1 category right now, so. I think a middle of top 10 ranking right now is about right. So Georgia Southern certainly is if you're sleeping and looking forward to Texas, they can make things difficult for you, but I don't expect they'll should have any problems in that opener.
Thank you, Mike Scarborough, editor, publisher of TigerBait.com. As always, we'd like you to tell us a little bit about TigerBait.com.
That's it. Go to TigerBait.com. We're absolutely loaded down with new content. We've got practice reports for you every day, photo galleries, video interviews, all your feature stories, lots of football recruiting information. You're going to have about a couple of commitments possibly probable this week. So we've got it all for you at TigerBait.com. You can get on the site for $1.
Thank you, sir. Mike Scarborough, editor, publisher of TigerBait.com. We're going to come back, talk with Zach Strief, voice of the Saints, about this article, ESPN, saying that Drew Brees has already begun to decline. Somebody keeps texting in over and over and over again that everybody knows Drew Brees has.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.